Tensions in Ukraine's eastern territories continue to mount. Pro-Russian militias have detained European observers and seized Ukrainian security officers. Government buildings remain barricaded, and some residents continue to agitate for local autonomy from Kiev. Visiting Malaysia, U.S. President Barack Obama said volatility in eastern Ukraine is growing, not receding, and pinned the blame on Moscow.
Russia has not lifted a finger to help. In fact, there's strong evidence that they've been encouraging the kinds of activities that have been taking place in eastern and southern Ukraine.
Administration officials say sanctions targeting Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle will be expanded.
We're going to keep on raising the consequences of Russia rejecting that path towards diplomacy.
Some U.S. lawmakers are pressing for even tougher sanctions targeting entire sectors of the Russian economy. But Mr. Obama appeared to rule out unilateral measures to punish Moscow.
We're going to be in a stronger position to deter Mr. Putin when he sees that the world is unified and the United States and Europe is unified, rather than this is just a U.S. Russian conflict.
Russia says it is acting to protect ethnic Russians in Ukraine from a new government in Kiev Moscow considers illegitimate and a threat to Russian interests. In Kiev, Ukrainian former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko applauded tougher sanctions against Russia.
I believe they will be effective. I would like the strength of these sanctions to be so intensive that Putin will stop the aggression, return to the territory of his own country, and stop destabilizing the world.
Meanwhile, more U.S. soldiers are arriving in Eastern European NATO states for military exercises designed to send a message to Moscow. A U.S. commander said, quote, "Should Lithuania need NATO, I guarantee NATO will be there." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.